After class, can you just tighten the screw? Just one step. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Tat praja bharti pindartam svartam evanusuyava kuruta auksaja dhiyas tarhi me ograha krita tat praja bhartri pindartam Svartam Ivanusuyava Kurutadhoksaja Dhyas Tahime Nugraha Krita Tat Prajabhartra Pindaram Svartam Ivanusuyava Kurutadhoksaja Dhyas Tame Nugraha Krita Tad Praja Bhartra Pindartam Svatam Evanusuyava Kurutadhoksaja Dhyas Tahi menu graha krita Tat praja bhartra pindartam Svam evanu suyava Kurutad hoksaja dhyas Tahi menu graha krita Praja Bhartra Pindartam Stam Evanu Suyava Urutadok Sajadiyas Tarhime Nugrahata Praja Bhartra Pindartam Svartam Evanu Suyava Kurutadhoksadhyas Ladies Tatprajabhatrathatam Tatamevanasuyava Kurutadhoksajadhyas Tahime Nugraha Krita Tat, therefore, Praja, my dear citizens, Bharti of the Master, Pinda Artham, welfare after death. Svartam, own interest. Eva, certainly. Anasuyava, without being envious. Kuruta, just execute. Adhoksaja, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dhiya, thinking of Him. Tarhi, therefore, may unto me Nugraha mercy ka being done. Translation, Prithu Maharaj continued. Therefore, my dear citizens, for the welfare of your king, after his you should execute your duties properly in terms of your positions of varna and ashrama, and should always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with hearts. By so doing, you protect your own interests, and you will bestow mercy upon the king for his welfare after death. Report. The words adhoksa jadhya, meaning Krishna consciousness, are very important in this verse. The king and citizens should both be Krishna conscious, otherwise both of them will be doomed to lower species of life after death. A responsible government must use Krishna consciousness very vigorously, benefit of all. Both of you? Thank you, Mark. Both of you? No, you. Yeah. Oh, okay. A responsible government must teach Krishna consciousness very vigorously for the benefit of all. Without Krishna consciousness, no state nor the citizens of the state can be responsible. Pitru Maharaj therefore specifically requested the citizens to act in Krishna consciousness. And he was also very anxious to teach them how to be Krishna conscious. A summary of Krishna consciousness is in Bhagavad Gita 9.27. Yat karoshi, yarashnasi, yad yahosi jadasi, yat tapasi kantaya, tat karashvadvanarpanam. What you do, whatever you eat, whatever you give in charity, and whatever penances you go, should be done in Krishna consciousness, or for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If all the people of the state, including the government servants, are taught the technique spiritual life, then although everyone liable to be punished in different ways by the stringent laws of material nature, they will not be implicated. Therefore, my dear citizens, for the welfare of your king after his death, you should execute your duties properly in terms of your positions in ashram, and should always think of the Supreme Personality of God in your hearts. By doing so, you will protect your own interests, and you will bestow mercy upon your king for his welfare after death. The ideas that are being described here are completely consistent with Krishna's teaching to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. That Pritha Maharaj, being in the position of the Kshatriya, or administrative head of state, he is describing the same principles as the Personality of Godhead was also describing. He's presenting it from the point of view of the administrator. And therefore some very interesting points are being presented here, what the relationship is between one section of society and a section of society. The general understanding that is consistently always presented in Prabhupada's purpose, the duty of the Kshatriya, is to see that all the citizens are engaged in their duties. Also always emphasize the principal importance, seeing that the dominical class of men are performing their proper prescribed duties, because this is the most important of all prescribed duties. Those duties executed by, just as body, other parts of the body may malfunction, but if the brain functions, everything else is completely crippled. So similarly, society is completely crippled. If the brahmanas do not properly perform their prescribed duty, because the non-performance of their prescribed duty means they're doing something else, that is what God calls the blind leading the blind. Vedanta Gaudiya Vishatanta Mishra, the society in which those would-be brahmanas are performing or acting not according to the prescribed duty, therefore they're exercising their superior capacity for intellectual activity, leading people straight to hell. If the body is very fit and strong, but the body doesn't have proper eyes to see, doesn't have proper vision, that very strong and powerful body is actually very dangerous for both itself and for others. Just like a very powerful technologically advanced city like we have, but doesn't have spiritual vision. Certainly it is very powerful, but certainly it is very detrimental to those who are being carried by powerful machinery straight to hell, hellish salvation. That is the result when the brahmanas do not perform their proper duty, and it is the duty of the king or administrator to see that they are. Not only to see that they are, but they're given proper provision. The brahmanas are to be in conception of things. The brahmanas are not to receive salary or income to work for payment. That is, for the in the strict sense of Brahminical or Vedic culture, that is forbidden. A brahmana will never take up, unless it is for purpose of instruction only, will not take up a position simply for sense gratification, accepting payment for some occupational activity. But that only works when the citizens understand, the rest of the other orders of society understand their duty in relation to the brahmanas, how much they are spiritually dependent. It's all hinging on their understanding what is the purpose of life. And that is one of what Paul is stating here in the purport, is that is the duty of the government, because the government has responsibility for education, just like in this United States government, there's a Department of Education. For the federal government, there's also the city government, and for the state, because it's a governmental function. By extracting tax, to also make as one of the provisions for educating the citizens. So here, Prithu Maharaj is clearly demonstrating his enthusiasm. The prophet makes a very interesting point in the purport when he said, Maharaj Prithu specifically was requesting the citizens to act in Krishna consciousness, and also he was very anxious to teach them how to become Krishna conscious. Jnana vijnana mastu brahma karma svabhavajam. Actually, the duty of the brahmanas, this is described by Lord Krishna, to let me know theoretically about things, we have practical knowledge also. This was brought up in relation to the kings, rather the priests, who await for King Venu to become installed as king. They did so because they had the theoretical understanding that in the absence of the previous king, now having no king to represent the citizens, all chaos would break loose, and they knew that Vena at that time had a very strong personality, and they stopped the mischievous forces from acting. Unfortunately, their theoretical understanding was missing some practical understanding also, which later they had to correct, because Vena was demoniac, and he had demonstrated that demoniac ability even early in his childhood. So they installed him. Jnanam vijnanam astakyam brahma svabhavajam. The brahmana has the duty, although he may not be performing the functions of so many other social orders, it is also the brahmana's duty to understand how these duties should be performed, to give instruction according to scripture, with some practical in Israel, the morning walk conversation, the Prabhupada is giving the same definition. Someone asked, what is the difference between jnana and vijnana? And Prabhupada said, jnana means theoretical and vijnana means practical. Another translation of vijnana is also realized knowledge. Theoretical knowledge and realized knowledge, vijnana. But realized knowledge means also practical. This accusation sometimes made, we hear this in our preaching from time to time, that in essence, whether we're saying direct or indirect, the challenge is made that this is all impractical. Your life as a Hare Krishna devotee, you're not facing up to reality. It's not dealing with the practical world. Prabhupada's statement here in the purport is 180 degrees, just the opposite. One cannot be responsible. Either the citizen nor the king cannot be responsible. It can't be practical. Unless he's Krishna conscious. The bewildered spirit soul is that he is the doer. Prakate kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvachaha. Ahankara, the mudhatma. Kartaha miti manmate. Foolishly and falsely claiming himself to be proprietor. The doer. He does not know that actually everything is being carried out by nature, by the modes of material nature. He is actually doing nothing. Because he doesn't understand, then he becomes very weak due to ahankara or false ego. Ahankara, vimudha. He becomes a fool. Mudha means fool or ass. Vimudha, the prefix V means particular. It's like extra emphasis, especially ass-like. Vimudhatma, ahankara vihatma. Kartaham iti manyate. This whole sense of false proprietorship due to false ego wanting to lord it over material nature, this is binding force of the material energy. The whole third chapter of Bhagavad Gita is describing it. And then again, in a summary way, in the beginning of the eighth chapter, Krishna describes how material energy is keeping the living entity bound up in each birth and death, simply due to his identification of matter and wanting to be the proprietor of the fruits of his labor. Prabhupada describes this very nicely, that using this word, dovetail is not even a word in common usage in our, at least, American terminology or Western description. But Prabhupada used this term regularly to indicate that if someone has some material tendency, we sometimes use it on psychophysical nature, because of your particular body in mind, you have some tendency for work. So utilize that tendency in Krishna service. That's essentially the description of what Varnashrama is. It has innately nothing to do with the spirit soul. That should be understood from the outset. As this description is given, this very verse that's being quoted in Bhagavad Gita, this was one of the suggestions when Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy to please tell me the highest truth that you know. This explanation of Varnashrama was offered. But everyone has their particular prescribed duty, and they should prescribe duty. Pleasure of Vishnu. And Lord Chaitanya rejected, saying that that's external, but a real identity is not the particular varna or ashram that we are in. That's not a constitutional identity, it's something external. Certainly it's a spiritual principle for elevation, just as yad karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad jitadasi, yad. Prabhupada is saying within the purport, that is some restatement of Krishna consciousness. But everyone has to perform some kind of activity. Yad Jehov, Yad Karoshi. Everyone has to eat something. But Ashnasi. Any civilized person, they'll give something in Ezi. Or they'll beg. They'll make some offering or they'll give away some gift. And they'll perform some austerity. The embodied soul, for the embodied soul, austerity is unavoidable. It's hot outside. And in the winter it's cold. There's austerity. Just by having one of these coverings, material bodies. There's austerity. So whatever austerity that you have to do, do it for me. Whatever food that you eat, offer it first to me. Whatever sacrifices or charity that you perform, do it for me. This is dovetailing. Do these things for Krishna. So the important thing, the important part is the for Krishna part, not the what you do part, but that it's for Krishna. That's the reference that he made in the purport here also. Prabhupada begins the purport. The word adhoksaja dhyā means Krishna conscious. Adhoksaja is the meaning of, or the translation of this word, adhoksaja. Beyond the perception of material senses. So, Prabhupada gives the translation of that to me. Word for word, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead is his beyond the scope of the senses. Hoksaja. But Hoksaja Dhyā. Dhyā means to meditate. So that's Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious, so always think of Krishna. He describes this to Arjuna also in Bhagavad Gita. Perform your prescribed duty. Is again this principle, Varnashram. You have a duty to perform. Perform your duty and always to me. In this always thinking of Krishna, then you're actually detached from the duty, although you're performing it dutifully. This is the essence of what karma yoga is. Perform the duty, simply a matter of duty, as a sin, as simply obligation. This is not the higher platform of bhakti, but simply out of duty. It's resembles very much Rupa Goswami's description of Vaidhi Bhakti, that simply execute the practice of devotion that will be very helpful for you for elevation. Do it out of duty. And as Pritha Maharaj is saying, it'll be good for you. And also, now he's describing the relationship of the citizens to the king. It'll be good for the king also. Just as it's good for the king, as Maharaj Pritha is performing his duty, it's also good, if it's for him that he's explaining, but it's also good for the citizens that they're getting the benefit of him. And the other way around it also works. It's good for the citizens, they hear and perform, and it's also good for the king. It's mutual back-scratching. Everyone benefits. The reason everyone benefits is because Krishna is pleased. This is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Atak Pundir Jasrashta, Dhanashrama Vibhagasha. The purpose of Dhanashrama system is the perfection of prescribed duty is to please the personality of Godhead. All these decisions that are given by Krishna to Arjuna. How? Because Arjuna's concern, immediate concern, is very selfish. If I fight and win, then I'll be responsible. He's concerning himself with some concern for others, but the bottom line of it is he's concerned for his own skin. What's going to happen to me? What's in it for me? If I win, then all the people that I want to enjoy with, they'll be gone. Why would I want the kingdom if I can't enjoy it with the other people just got through killing? That's no fun. That won't be enjoyable for me. So I don't want to do that. I don't want to fight and win. I don't want to fight and not lose, then I'll be dead. Or not win, I'll be dead. And I'll be responsible for the karma for killing all these people and then having unwanted children created and if women are unprotected, I don't want that responsibility either. So there's nothing in it for me. I don't feel right about the whole thing anyway. These are my teachers, and it's just all around. I'm not going to do it. Because he's considering what's in his interest. Swami Sateshad, Dhammasha, Samasadhir Haritoshan. That's the wrong principle for considering what to do, what not to do. Dharma, or duty, is determined by what is favorable for Krishna. Not some other reason. Therefore, Krishna Tajun, surrender all your works unto me. Maya Sarvani Karmani, Sanyas Yajatma Chetasa, extra consciousness upon me. Chetasa, this means consciousness. Sanyas Yajatma Chetasa, fix your thoughts completely in me and surrender your works unto me. Be free from egoism and lethargy, and surely you will come to me. That's the expectation, that's the promise, that's the confidence that the person who is performing worthless duty, engaging in service to Krishna, that's their conviction. Whatever seeming discrepancies there may be, that will all be adjusted properly by God. He is taking full responsibility. It's just like the example Prabhupada gives, an instrument that is used in the hands of someone. If one allows oneself to be an instrument of Krishna, if some direct instruction is coming from the Supreme Lord or his representative, and one simply acts as the instrument of that order, then Krishna takes full responsibility. The actor is Krishna. The foolish person is thinking that I'm doing. The Krishna-conscious person is understanding Krishna is doing and I'm the instrument. So one doesn't blame the instrument, nor does one get the credit. Krishna gets the credit. And Krishna takes full responsibility. The brush in the hand of the artist is then putting the paint on the easel. The paintbrush, you think, wow, what a fantastic paintbrush. One doesn't think that way. The artist is joyful. Of course, the artist may say, well, I couldn't have done it without these excellent paints and paintbrushes. So Krishna is there. Here, this is what Maharaj Kripa is saying. Give up. He's saying in a positive way, perform your duties and always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And hope so, John Dia. You think in that way and work in that way, all benefit will come for you and also for me. After my death, if you are paying in this way nicely, I will reap the benefit of all of your good activities. Because, in contrast, all your bad activities, I'll also have burdens upon. So you'll relieve me of that burden if you're Krishna conscious. Everyone is liable to be punished in different ways by the laws of material nature. They will not be implicated. So this is the mystery of activity that is performed in devotion to the Personality of Godhead. But although by normal course of action, one is implicated, or one is bound to receive the reactions to one's activities. However, those very same activities are performed in Krishna consciousness at Hoksa Jandiyana. And one will not be bound by by any reaction. This is again one of being the instrument of Krishna. And Prabhupada, just one last concluding statement here. Prabhupada is so convinced in these higher spiritual principles that with complete abandon for the result, he would approach anybody and everybody, big people, middle people, and small people, and give them this message. Just in the Vyas Puja book, as Magendra was meaning, in the beginning of the Vyas Puja book, here there's some nectar from Prabhupada's, they put it onto archives. And one of the items in this Vyas Puja is a hand-typed letter where Prabhupada is describing his meeting with some government personality, and you know, this conversation back and forth. And then Bhaktivedanta Abhachan, Bhaktivedanta said to this government minister, and Prabhupada, the point that he was making essentially was, Prabhupada was trying to impress on this mind the necessity of establishing a society of devotees where they would work in a cooperative manner and teach to the rest of the people of the world these vital spiritual principles without which everything is destined to be, just as he's saying here in this purport, very boldly, very confidently. How many people who are in government positions today will listen to such a message? Hardly any. But that didn't stop Prabhupada addressing the fact to them. However they may leave it, the result is up to Krishna. This is the consciousness of a preacher. That was the perfect example. Again and again, see, people Prabhupada would approach for the most amazing requests. Sometimes Prabhupada would request, he saw a building that he liked, so he had the devotees arrange for a meeting with the person. That's the person that gave the building. Or he would meet with some police person, some, you know, high-ranking police officer, and he would explain to them how to stop crime, and he would say, just give us a call. We're spending, the government is spending so much money to stop crime. You just take a tiny percentage of your stop crime budget, and you give us a haul and get us the foodstuffs, some foodstuffs, and we'll stop crime for you. Of course they didn't do, but Prabhupada would leave the result up to Krishna and just put the expectation or the cure in their hands. Whether they would respond in a favorable way or favorable way or do nothing, that is up to Krishna. Regularly Prabhupada would do like this. Simply stating the absolute truth with boldness and confidence. That's the position of the preacher. That's the detachment from the result. Perform your duty, surrender results of your duties unto me. Because they're already in Krishna's hands. Just acknowledging that. It's just relinquishing our artificial sense, false sense of proprietorship. That we are the doer. We are controlling, it's our input in a particular situation that's making something happen, nicely or not. It's Krishna. And with the proper instrument for Krishna, that's a fact. So this is consciousness that the preacher has or that one must develop in order to become a well-situated manadhikari. To be very confident in giving Krishna's message, just as Prithvi Maharaj is doing here. He's giving reason to he's not only asking the citizens to be Krishna conscious, he's giving them a very nice and personal reason why they should be conscious. Of course, that doesn't determine that they are going to be. But that's his request, that's his appeal. And Prabhupada in the comments that not only that, but he is very anxious to teach them how they can become Krishna conscious. This is the Vigyan, the practical. How? Understand. How is, in a simple way, following the line of the previous acharyas. Applying the principles and practices of the previous acharyas, the path that is already chalked out. Those that have traversed that and achieved perfection of life, that's already there. One has to follow very carefully. So the dependents of Prithi Maharaj were perhaps devious way or that way, he could then check them. But already instilled in them was the understanding that this is the path to follow, this is my work for you, it will be good for you and beneficial for me. There is always this relationship, loving relationship in spiritual life. So I'll stop there and see if there's questions. Yeah? Really? The question is, it's a little baffling how it is possible that Prithi Maharaj can be held responsible for citizens if the citizens do not take up Krishna consciousness. That's the this was discussed in a lot of verses. Maybe should have been here yesterday. But that's the Vedic system. As the administrative head shares in the pious activities, he shares in the impious activities. And one point mentioned 1/6, and Magendra was quoting a letter that was written to Prabhupada saying, if the head of it has shares in the sinful reaction to the temple, to also share in a portion of it. And Prabhupada's answer was, what to speak of a portion? All. So exactly how the bond between those two statements is struck, nonetheless, he shares in the responsibility. As they advance, there is benefit, and as they deviate, there is some sharing of the responsibility. That's why Prabhupada is making this statement, that without Krishna consciousness, neither the citizens nor they can be responsible. Life of irresponsibility. Is that just in comparing this situation to the situation of spiritual master and disciple, that the disciple deviates or is tempted to do it or be less than standard, and he'll have to understand that's causing suffering to his spiritual master, and that might provide added input to not misbehave. Because not only being affected, but also my spiritual master is being affected. So I may not care for my own self, but I can't stand it for causing suffering to my spiritual master. Yeah?
This is an answer to why does Krishna cause spiritual master to
Well, one comment that I'd like to make in response to that is, it also works the other way around as well. Because a person who is to some position of responsibility, the categories of responsibility that we understand from the scripture include teacher and parent and head of state and spiritual master. One should not accept positions unless one can deliver one's dependence from birth and death. So anyone who's contemplating taking up any one of those positions as teacher, parent, administrative head, over some body or group of persons, or spiritual master, if one doesn't take the injunction of scripture seriously, then they're anemic anyways. But if they take it in a civilized manner, that it's something that must be accepted, it's an injunction that must be accepted, that adds greater impetus to that individual to be of the ideal standard, so that they can, in fact, so it's beneficial for both parties. Why does Krishna place the injunction, person who is responsible, the same for the person who is dependent? Because there is that interrelation. They are bound by the essence of that relationship. Each giving impetus to the other in that relationship. Krishna say with you? We've done this class? Okay. Okay. Our real identity, spiritual identity, is not dependent upon a particular varna or ashram. Hindu. But you'll find many situations like that. His question is, if our identity is spirit, soul, not one particular varna, an ashram, that's mentioned in Upanishad, Prabhupada says that Vedic culture means we are ashrama. We're followers of varnashrama. We're followers of varnashrama. But at the same time, it is also true that varnashrama is to lead us to the point of satisfying Vishnu. So a real identity is the servant of Vishnu. We're following that varnashrama up to the point where it brings us to the conclusion of being able to please Vishnu. That's the essence. Your identity is not orange shirt, saffron shirt, or the particular body that you have, or the particular mental configuration that you're present exhibiting. It's not your identity. You have to use that. And how one uses that according to position in society, we can describe you in that. Kiva Vipra, Kiva Nyasa, Shuddha Kinnanar, Lord Chaitanya said the same. We are not those things. Go ahead. Yes. Anything from this side? Yes. Especially what? As far as prophet instituting Dominical initiation, he did so on the strength of the strict statement that one who is Vaishnava is already Brahman. And that statement answers your question. That's this detail. Yes, Maharaj? Prabhupada instituted, the best that I can recall the history, that Bhaktisiddhanta re-established various externals like Danda and the thread, whereas contemporarily that was not so much, but he did it to make a statement, and the statement was this that I just gave, that the Brahmana was not, because the tradition at the time, that's not so long ago, was that if you're born in a Brahmin's family, then you, and from childhood, you receive a thread. And sometimes that people will come to our temple and they'll reach in their pull off their thread and say, I am Brahmin, but their habits are not suchi. Because they're born in that family, they're thinking, it's a body, but the position of Vaishnava is already in that position. Although, just in reply to what you said, Maharaj, that's true, that's not the basis for giving Dominical initiation. Because here we have this person's Brahmana, this person's Kshatriya, and this person's Vaishya, therefore we can give them second initiation. And we won't give it to those people who are by character Shudra. Their psychophysical, their karma is, their activity is that. But rather because they're understanding, they're demonstrating their understanding, and they're demonstrating their learning, that they understand their position as the eternal servant of Krishna. From that position, then one can, under the order of spiritual master, accept any activity. And not in accepting that activity, not become Vaishya, become Sudra, become something else. I'll comment about accepting him. If Prabhupada was very practical, otherwise how is it possible for him to spread Krishna consciousness as he did? So on one occasion I was personally present when Prabhupada was discussing about his accepting an invitation to go to Chicago, and he was telling the temple president, because the temple president was telling Prabhupada that he had this engagement lined up, and there were going to be thousands of people there, and he could, you know, could probably arrange it in the schedule while he was visiting in America. And Prabhupada said, I will go if they pay me $1,000. And then he explained. He said, because in your country, comes and speaks without charge, he's not respected. But because this is the system in your country, you tell them, I will come if they pay me $1,000. And he said, you know, they pay this one, they pay that one, so much. So it is not an unreasonable, is this an unreasonable figure to ask? So we will add $1,000, then I will come. So by Samana Nitik, one could say that this is thin according to script. The Acharya behaving in this way for purpose of spreading Krishna consciousness. So if one is in that consciousness, that I am doing this for the purpose of spreading consciousness, it's altogether different than accepting something for one's personal sense gratification. Then it may become a very fine line to draw. When is it a consciousness, and when is it a question of sense gratification? But that's the principle. A Vaishnava will take up whatever is required to Krishna. This is not my position, I can't. You go to, in India, it's just so ridiculous when you're sitting in an office and, or you're arriving in customs, and one person is the guy who pushes the paper, and the other guy is the guy who carries the bag, and the other guy is the guy who does the next thing. He oversees everybody. And they're so tied up in their conception of, this is my position, and that's that's the other guy's position, and he has to do that thing. Everything just doesn't work very smoothly. They're just so caught up in bodily conception. This is my identity, that's my identity. The other guy's identity. The one who is Vaishnava is all, by definition, Vaishnava is thinking that I am doing, whatever I am doing, yad karoshi, whatever I am doing it is for Krishna's pleasure. The purpose of my prescribed duty is to please Krishna. That's the purpose, and nothing else is the purpose. And I will give one perfection of life. All the rest is Shiva Prabhupada.